Here with head coach Ryan Poole after the Terriers 21-12 win at Bucknell. And coach, just want to get your overall thoughts on today's game.
Just I thought it was a really nice bounce back effort. But we stress pretty heavily this week that we needed to be good for 60 minutes, including the start of the game. And I felt we came out, put some really good offensive possessions together. Did some things in the first quarter that we were looking to execute and did a nice job there. So, we were focused on kind of having the Navy game be a learning experience. And I think we certainly did that. I had a little let down at the end of the second half or second quarter rather, let them back in the game and, really stretched at halftime. That first 5 minutes came out and I think we went on a 3-0 run, won a couple of faceoffs, had some great possession. So, I thought the offense did a really nice job of sharing the ball and moving the ball quickly from side to side to win our matchups. And defensively, I think we did enough. We got enough stops. Credit to our two freshman faceoff guys for winning over 50% of the faceoffs. Did a good job in the ride, I thought. And just a pretty complete team victory. So proud of the way that we came back. I still think that's a good team. Excited that we played to our potential and did so many good things.
How important was it to start that second half on the 3-0 run, just given how Bucknell had scored a couple quick ones there to end the second quarter?
I think it's super important. I think that game was, we've had some back and forth games with Bucknell in the past couple of years, and every time that we think we get away from them, they respond and come back and make it a game. So, be able to stack the plays that we were able to in the third quarter, get the stops that we needed, win the faceoffs, have great offensive possessions, capitalize, when they fouled us. And I think it was really critical, Kevin.
And then Will Barnes, he had 13 saves. You look at the score, maybe you don't think goaltending was a big deal, but I thought he made a couple really nice stops to, keep Bucknell at bay and allow you guys to, do what you need to do on the offensive end.
Yeah, Will's been great all year. I mean, he's a heck of a player, and pound for pound, he's my goalie of the year in the conference, and just continues to play at a really high level, make the saves that we need him to make. And I couldn't agree more. I think he made some really timely saves in that third quarter that allowed us to, stretch the lead from three to, I think we got it up to 7 or 8, and then eventually got it up to 10. So, he's a great goaltender, and it's hard to beat him. So was excited with the way that he played. And just, overall just excited with the way that our defense played. I thought we took away some of their best players, which was really critical to us. Forced some of their players to beat us in ways that they're not comfortable. And I thought we did a nice job off the ground.
Starting attack unit was great. 12 goals, four each for all of them. Just, and then from the midfield too, Corcoran had career high 4 points. Trav had two and two. Andrew Papen, his first start, had a pair of goals. Just how nice was it that all six guys, who started contributed on the offensive end?
Yeah, I think that's when we're at our best, is when we're sharing the ball. The points are being spread out. Can't really concentrate on one or two players. And if you take those players away, you shut down the BU offense. So, it was nice to kind of get the attack going. And, certainly I think they were in a place that they wanted to respond after the Naval performance and come back and play a great game. And I thought Coach Sopo had a really great game plan and certainly was stressing all week. The value of moving the ball and sharing the ball and playing fast. And I thought we really did that. But, Jimmy O'Connell continues to be just to kind of do it all, bunch of tough finishes, great, some great feet, some great ground balls, just doing everything for us. And, T was pretty spectacular. I thought throughout the game, I thought he had a command of the offense. I thought he threw the one more pass when we needed to him. I thought he had a couple of great skips and certainly he has a nice scoring touch, and it was great to get JK involved after a little bit of a slow start.
And then finally, the man up was 7 for 9. That's a program record, 7 man up goals. Just obviously, you got a lot of opportunities, but talk about what Coach Slobo did to game plan and execute on the man up.
Yeah, that unit's been really good since the first game. So, credit Coach Lippo and certainly with the game plan, the pieces, and the guys just executing, what we want to do there. We knew the game was going to be physical, and I think we took advantage of when they fouled us. We made them pay for it. So I was very pleased with that. Man up's going to be critical throughout the year. When teams foul us, you've got to take advantage of that. And after a slow start in the Navy game, we were great in the second half and continued to be. So we're really hoping that this is a little bit of a building block for us as we kind of get through the meat of the Patriot League and look to get better week over week.
Yeah, and then just one more for me. Just, how important is it to, for a young team to get this kind of Patriot League win on the road? Bucknell is always a tough place to play, and to come in and have this kind of game to get, the first one in the league schedule.
It felt good. It felt good because we fixed some of the issues that we had against Navy. Slow start, not executing the right way in that first quarter, being a little bit unfocused. The offense certainly, scored 21 goals and were ready to go and had, the thing that I was pleased about. We had a lot of really good possessions, and we had a lot of where we got them moving and gave up a good shot for a great shot, and just kind of understood what Bucknell was doing, and was able to kind of attack that with the way that we shared the ball. So for the offense to come back, after the slow start against Navy and do that was really impressive. I just thought, from a face-off standpoint, I thought we battled there and made some critical ground ball plays. And it was just, every Patriot League game is intense and the stakes are higher. So I was happy that our team, understood that and was able to bring a really consistent effort with a lot of intensity and a lot of energy.